One of my favorite lines from any movie was, "You can't put baby in a corner." I think that's from Dirty Dancing. I didn't watch the whole movie, but I remember that line. That line really stood out for me. You can't put baby in a corner. You can't allow what other people may think of you or the fear of failure to get to you. You got to strike a pose. You got to go out on a limb. You got to throw the dice. But sometimes the fear could really hold us in our place. Beyond your four-dimensional reality, beyond the realm of human wisdom, these stories will take you there. Fasten your seatbelt, put on your headgear as we take a journey into Welcome to Earth Stories. As you know, I'm doing something a little bit different when it comes to the show. Have you been listening to the show since 2017? It's been pretty much the same. I mean, I've improved it. I've gotten different voice actors, and I've grown as well as a podcaster, as a human being. I've learned a lot. When you do these stories, you learn what works, what doesn't work, and also you put a little bit of yourself into this. Even though I write fantasy and sci-fi stories, there's a little bit of realism. There's a little bit of me inside of every episode. It doesn't matter how crazy it is. And some of the stories, they kind of blend into each other. There's a thread. Then other ones, they just stand on their own. I like this idea because I'm influenced by The Twilight Zone and Black Mirror, where a story starts and it wraps up and that's it. It's just by itself. But I started writing this new story that you're going to hear later on this year. When I was writing it, I wasn't planning on making it an entire series with all the same characters. Not at all. Because that type of writing, I get tired. I'm not like some other writers that could just sit down and write out an entire novel or a whole series, like the Dex Legacy podcast by Emily Inkpen. I mean, she's disciplined. I thought I didn't have that in me. But when I started writing the new season, I felt that there was a bigger story that needed to be told. I couldn't just write it all in one or two episodes. So I wrote it in about 10 episodes. But the fear is, will anyone listen? Would you like it? Because it's different. It's not the same thing. I'm not the main star of the show. There's going to be Emily Inkpen. There's going to be Karen from the Cheka podcast. Also, Timothy Kim O'Brien from Create Art Podcast.
The head instigator himself.
They're going to be in the show, and some of them are the main stars. I kind of take a back seat. Also, the story is weird. You're probably used to hearing weird stories, but this one gets a little bit stranger. I wouldn't have done this on the first season because you probably wouldn't have listened. But I think since I've done so many episodes and so many seasons now, I have your loyalty.
And your trust.
So I'm going to be breaking the fourth wall. If you are a creative person, you probably know what that means. If you don't know what breaking the fourth wall is, Nicole?
Yes, York. What do you want?
Can you explain it to them?
Why not? I have nothing better to do. Breaking the fourth wall is a term commonly used in theater, film, and literature. It refers to a situation where a character or narrator directly addresses the audience.
Can you say delicioso? Say delicioso!
Or acknowledges their existence outside the fictional world. Essentially, it's when the boundary between the fictional narrative and the real world is temporarily crossed.
Fourth wall break inside a fourth wall break. That's like 16 walls.
This technique can create humor, surprise, or a sense of self-awareness within the work.
Can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free.
For example, when a character in a play turns to the audience and speaks directly to them, they are breaking the fourth wall. Is that everything?
Yeah, thank you very much. I may call you back if I need you.
Please don't bother me again.
Well, you don't have to be that rude about it. So as she said, It's speaking directly to the audience. That wasn't really my intention of season 7. And you know what? The actors, they have no idea of the script. I haven't given it to them yet. Some of them may be very offended. I hope they're not. It's not intended to shock and offend people, especially the people that I want to play the roles. But I've already reached out to them and they've said yes to it. Cross your fingers, cross your toes, and wish me luck. And also, if you haven't done so already, please follow and subscribe to the show. I'm not sure when this new season will launch. It's extremely difficult to produce and to write. Special thank you to my big brother, Elvis, who's always been there by my side since day one of the show. Also, a special thank you to my son, Elijah. You're going to hear from him in the upcoming season. And to my wife, Valrika, and to all of the artists, the writers, the actors that I've worked with in the past few seasons. Also, extra special thanks to Mystic Muse. He's the MC that did the intro to this episode. If you want to see what I'm doing when I'm not podcasting, you could follow me on Twitter.
Unfortunately, change to X.
At Poetic Earthling.
Poetic what?
Poetic Earthling.
Whatever.
Also, please check out Deep Into History. That's the show that I am editing and producing. The host of the show is Arjun. He is a genius when it comes to history. Hence the name, Deep Into History. So check it out. You could go on my website, welcometoearthstories.com, and there's a link to his show. That's it for me. Remember, be kind to each other. Be a good earthling. And I'll talk to you soon.